Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Richest Men in Town podcast. I'm Mike Freeman, and along with my good friend and co-host Tyler Gould, we're excited to welcome you to our little podcast project. Tyler and I are just a couple of middle-aged husbands and dads driven to live our best lives. We want to be better every day, so here we'll be sitting down with great people. Not famous people, but great people that we admire, to learn their secret to living the rich life. Probably not the rich life you're thinking of. Our guests come in humbled and surprised at the invitation and hopefully leave feeling proud and grateful, realizing just how good they really have it. So pull up a chair, stay a while, and raise a glass with us as we toast our guests to the richest men in town.
Well, I thought about you the other day for Father's Day. Abe took me out to Mount Shasta, played some golf.
Love that course.
Yeah, it's still as brutal. It's still as savage as ever. So this episode is not really brought to you by Mount Shasta. We do love you. Mount Shasta Golf Course is beautiful, but it is brutal.
Yeah, lots of good memories on that course. I think, you know, with past rounds with friends and stuff. But yeah, that course, you know, you get a hike through the woods, I guess, is maybe the benefit of that course.
Yeah. There's something nice about your boy taking you out. And him pulling out the card, you know what I mean? He picks it up and the card like goes through. So it's like, hey, look at that.
That's awesome. So good Father's Day then.
It was good. It was good Father's Day. How about yours?
It was great, man. It was great. It was a good day. Really good.
Yeah. A little mixed emotions right now today. Today's you know, you get these texts every once in a while that kind of level you. And I got one of those today. So. Thinking of a family. Family had a loss here local, and it's got us all reeling a little bit. So,
yeah, that's no good.
Yeah, so there's that. But you know what? It's interesting because that's even bittersweet. Because as you think about your experience with these folks, and then, you know, nothing but good stories comes to your mind. So that's kind of nice too.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, that's tough. I think that especially at this time of year, right? Was it right around Father's Day? This right before Father's Day, this all this goes down. Yeah, that's tough, man. You know, it's great to be able to collect all those good memories, and we hope that we're leaving those memories, you know, in our path behind us as we're going through life. But
yeah, so here's the challenge with this one, Tyler.
Yeah.
She survives her husband's death, and then things kind of fall apart for her.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And just like in the wake, I don't think she ever really recovers from that. And that's just got you thinking, man, that's rough. I mean, there's kids left behind and all that. So kind of tough.
That is tough, man. I was just watching this video the other day. Someone sent to me, and it was of an elderly woman. She must have been in her 90s, like early 90s, and they were asking her what was the greatest success of her life, and she said it was her marriage and her relationship with her husband that she was married to, you know, 60 some odd years. And they said, well, how long, you know, how often do you think about them every single day? So, you know, I think if you do it right, that's the way it works, right? If you do it right, that's the way it works. But it doesn't make it that much better.
Every day,
man.
That's doing it right. I was thinking of, having this conversation about knowing and doing to be to become, all that sequence, right? As it relates to faith, and knowing isn't enough, and you gotta do that idea of testimony. Being true to your testimony leads you to conversion. All of that's, you know, Christ to Peter, when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. So all of those thoughts, and there's a pretty phenomenal quote by President Oakes. So Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, he's got this quote on this idea of doing to being and being to becoming. Kind of sounds like Brad Wilcox, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. Grace is sufficient. But let me see if I can grab this. He says this. The final judgment is not just an evaluation of a sum total of good and evil acts, what we have done. It is an acknowledgement of the final effects of our acts and thoughts, what we have become. And I love that idea that we're not doing to do, we're doing to become something different, right? We're doing something every day to become somebody that when we're gone, people think about every day, right? People strive to become like that, like maybe that example or that model that you laid down for other people. And that's been on my mind, you know, coming out of state conference, just a lot of thoughts. And that was one of the things that I took away from that, just that, what am I doing, right? When we're in sacrament, we have that opportunity to partake of that bread and that water. You know, Elton Perry said, his final words, actually, the sacrament was on his mind. And he said that, man, if we would just, when we partake of that sacrament, if we would actually think to ourselves, who am I? Right? Who am I? What am I doing? How am I living? Where am I going? As we reflect on these experiences, as we're partaking of that sacrament, he promised the minute you pick up the bread, something would happen. And I think that's something that would happen to me screams richest men in town, right? It's not the experience, it's the reflection on experience. Time and time again, we get people the feedback afterwards like, hey man, that was fun. Thanks for inviting me. By the way, those questions,
yeah,
that reflection process you put me through, thank you for that. That was cool, right? It's like, man, just being reflective of who am I? What am I doing right now?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a big deal. I think like it's tough. I think to be, you know, to be intentional about that is the key, right? Is to be reflecting often. And I think that's, to me, that's a big component of the idea of getting better and improving on a regular basis, right? It's the willingness to be introspective, honest introspection, and the willingness to reflect and say, man, let's make some slight adjustments. Let's make some movements in the right direction, you know?
Yeah. Weird connection to that idea of home run though, but like every once in a while, life presents you an opportunity and do you take it? Right. Or do you let that go? Like the other night I come home, I probably told you this story. I don't know if it came up in our conversation with Lester, but, you know, I'm home, I'm tired, and my son has a flat tire. I tell you this?
No.
So my son has a flat tire. It's 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Right?
So we go out there and we're changing the flat tire, and turns out the spare tire is flat. So we're having all kinds of fun.
Yeah.
Right. Needless to say, it's 12:30 at night. I'm at 7-Eleven and we're drinking Slurpees. Right. And we're talking about big things he's got coming up. And it turned into this pretty cool opportunity to have a conversation. But life presented it as like, wow, this sucks. And then it got even worse. And then in the middle of that really garbage experience turns into a pretty memorable one with my son. Right.
Yeah.
And something he's got some kind of connection with, I don't want to get the lady in trouble, but Carla at 7-Eleven, thank you very much. Cause my son, he goes in after midnight and I guess they're free.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. She's like, oh, you brought your dad? I got yours covered. Like, what? Yeah. All right, grab some Reese's, grab some chips.
Stock up, man. Stock up.
No, but it turned into a pretty cool thing, right? And I think that life every once in a while presents us these opportunities. And you know, we on this podcast have opportunities to talk to people about what those experiences were like and how that person went through that experience and everything changed. Like, how can we engineer those impact moments too?
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, it's interesting. You're talking about, you know, the person, the individual, you know, that lost somebody. And
yeah,
you know, when we have these, like these holidays, especially around the holidays, you know, and we start to think about people. We start to think about relationships. I was reading some comments by Thomas S. Monson the other day. All right. And I'll show, you know, he was famous for pulling out poetry, right? And he would drop a poem in the middle of his comments. And so,
famous for relationships, right?
And yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I want to read this poem that he quoted. It's by Charles Hanson Town. He says, specifically on the topic of relationships, right? He says, "Around the corner, I have a friend in this great city that has no end. Yet days go by and weeks rush on. And before I know it, a year is gone. I never see my old friend's face, for life is swift and a terrible race. But tomorrow comes and tomorrow goes, and the distance between us grows and grows. Around the corner, yet miles away. Here's a telegram, sir. Jim died today. And that's what we get and deserve in the end. Around the corner, a vanished friend." It's pretty, you know, I was thinking, you know, as Father's Day in particular, just about some of the fathers that I know that might be going through some stuff. And I just thought, as I read that on Sunday, I thought, man, I got to do a better job of reaching out, you know, reconnecting those. I think that's, you know.
Yeah, I love that. That makes me think of Tim McGraw's My Old Friend, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Times we had hanging on my wall, I wouldn't trade them for gold, because they laugh and they cry me, somehow sanctify me. They're woven in the stories I have told and tell again. My old friend, I apologize for the years that have passed since the last time you and I dusted off those memories. The running and the races, the people and the places, there was always somewhere else I had to be, and time gets thin, my old friend.
Yeah, I love that. So here's the challenge for the week, right? I mean, we're coming in.
You got me all choking up now.
But I, you know, moving into this week, you know, let's try to be intentional about that. You know, those people that we think about, the people that we want to connect with, the people that have made an impact on our lives that we've let sort of slip through the cracks a little bit. We can reconnect. You know, Mike, you and I are really blessed. This podcast has allowed us to reconnect and maybe deepen connections with a lot of people. And so it's been really powerful in that regard. I think on a personal level, if I could take what RMIT does here on the show and reach out to some friends and reconnect and what a talk about a rich life, right?
We've been kind of working a little side hustle, not side hustle, side homework, right? You and I have been working with some folks and learning how we might be a better service, better able to use the platform that is Richest Men in Town to have impact on people. And in one of our conversations, that idea that, man, I have been telling everybody this, and it sounds like Captain Obvious, but the more you think about it, the deeper it gets. But that idea that was shared the other night, our results, the results that we're currently enjoying or not enjoying in our life, are direct evidence of our thinking.
Yeah.
So if we're looking at that quadrant, right, the last couple of guests have talked about that rich life being balanced, being across different domains. If we're looking like that friend domain is running thin, check your thoughts on other people.
Yeah. Yeah, for
sure. Are we taking time to intentionally think about other people?
Yeah.
Right. And I think that as we think, those are the results. We're going to get the things that we want. We're going to get the things that we think about. Are we thinking about other people with some intentionality? Are we looking at our landscape? Are we thinking, who needs me right now? Are we thinking, who could just use a handout, you know?
And if you think about the things that you feel like you're missing in your life, in your development, in your, you know, your personal nature, I think reaching out and reconnecting with people that can be sort of the spackle of life, right? That kind of fill in those gaps and add to you. That's a powerful thing. You know, sometimes we think, well, I'm all alone and I can't do this on my own, but shoot, if we're intentional about reconnecting and building those relationships, I think some good things are going to come with that.
Yeah. Hey, well, I hate to beat a drum, but the Happiness Project, I'm rereading it every month. The month of June, the theme was make time for friends.
Hey, now look at that. It all connects in the end, man.
Make time for some friends. I think you're right. I accept that challenge. You know, I think it is important for us to dust off those memories, right? We got some old friends. I think it's interesting that this conversation started with you playing softball, because you playing softball takes me back to some good times with some good friends.
Yeah.
And yeah. Those relationships, here's the knock, Tyler. And I don't know, maybe you can clarify this. I don't know if it's like a Mythbusters, but there's this knock of like, no, we're such good friends. We just pick up right where we left off. Man, years could pass and we run into each other in the grocery store. We pick up right where we left off, right? What would you say to that? I mean, there's some truth to that.
There is some truth to that. And I think there's some value to that. But here's the thought I always have. Like, if I run into, you know, Mike Freeman, who I haven't talked to in 15 or 20 years, and our last conversation was about softball, like, I'm thrilled about that. I run into you in the grocery store and you and I can reminisce about the softball days. But wouldn't it be better if Mike and I had nurtured that relationship, and when I run into you, we can have some depth to our conversations? I think, you know, the idea of picking up where we left off, we're really talking about surface level conversations, and those have a place, right? They have a place and they're good and they feel good. But man, if I had a whole litany of friends that I could have deep, meaningful conversations with, that'd be a powerful spot.
Yeah. Nothing happens at that surface level, right?
Right.
You don't move me forward. I don't move you forward.
Yeah. We feel good about seeing each other. We move on. And then it's the next thing. The next time you see each other, it's the same surface level conversation.
But it's funny, because it's almost like that feel good is an open door for more.
100%.
Right. Yeah. We're like, okay, cool. That was fun. See ya. And we leave the more, we leave the opportunity for more. And it's just like, yeah, exactly. I'm going to pick up that person right the next, exactly where we are right now. The next time I see him, without some intentionality to go deeper.
And you know what's interesting about that, Mike, is you think about some of the guests that you've brought on here and introduced me to, right? And that you haven't talked to for a long time. And after going through this process, the relationship is deeper or at least rekindled in a different way. And when I think about those same people that I've introduced you to that I hadn't talked to for years, and we've had these conversations, the text messages that I get now from those people are deep and meaningful and filled with feeling, and man, that's a different thing than just, hey bro, happy birthday, right? It's a
don't even get me started with the happy birthday things, right? Because I mean, Facebook makes that so easy now. Right? Come yeah. on. Yeah, we can do more now. And hey, on that same note, like, heaven forbid there's wedges. You know, yeah. We're talking about like everything cool and everything kosher, and like we're gonna pick up right where we left off. Okay, but if there's a wedge, that work needs to be like brought to the front, right? Yeah. Top of the list is going to that wedge.
And that's a tough, right? Like, I'm in the middle of a couple of those.
Well, just so you know,
yeah,
I've got some stuff from friends.
Yeah,
I got some things that we've hung out.
Yeah.
And I need to get in there, roll up my sleeves,
do some work
and start doing some work.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not always pleasant, but at the end it's rewarding. Right.
Right.
So at least that's what they'd say.
No, it is. It's just scary. Right.
Absolutely.
And I don't know why it's scary. I think I make it out to be this monstrous thing. It isn't that, but I think there's a force that really loves wedges these days. And I think you got to push through that.
Yeah.
You got to push through that. Cause those wedges are probably contrived in our minds. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think everything becomes bigger, right? It becomes a bigger issue the more we think about it. And sometimes you have those conversations and you both are like, yeah, I think we can move forward. And you're like, man, that, was a lot less painful than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, and all things are better over lunch, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I like a good lunch, man.
Power of lunch.
Yeah, I agree. So let's do some work, yeah?
Let's do some work. Hey, on a personal challenge, I just want to challenge you to, you know, Stephen King's Boogeyman is in theater right now, and Abe and I went and saw 1045 the other night, and we didn't sleep. When we got home to a dark house, we did not sleep. So I challenge you, Tyler Gould, Boogeyman, Stephen King. This episode is brought to you by. It's scary.
All right, challenge accepted. Abigail and Quinn will be home Sunday night.
Oh, let's go.
So next week, I will go see it with those.
Let's go. You got to do that with kids. They'll get a kick out of it.
All right, challenge accepted. I will return and report. And I guarantee you right now, I'm going to be scared. I'm not good at that kind of stuff. So,
well, hey, and heads up. I don't want to spoil things.
Yeah.
But when you go to a scary movie, the trailers are scary movies.
Yeah.
And there's some trailers out there where, like, I almost needed an adult diaper to get through the trailer section.
Oh man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
the
previews of some of those will freak you out.
I like
you. You need to make sure you wear your movie theater popcorn t-shirt that's okay for grease stains, you know, because it's gonna be a lot of popping some things out of the tub. You're gonna wear it.
Oh yeah. Okay, man. I challenge accepted. I will do this next week and I will I'll report.
Ricky having anything to do with it? Because Kelly would not.
No, Ricky, I know. She's going to say, have fun with Abby and Quinn. And that's going to go down.
Yeah, you'll love it, man. That'll be a good memory.
Awesome. I love it. All right, my friend.
All right, man. Homework. Got work to do.
We got work to do. I appreciate you. And until next week, man, we got some big things coming. Next week, Justin will be joining us. I think our audience is going to love it. So
that's a different world. Like, we're going to a different world.
Yeah, 100%.
Next week.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. So,
all right.
Friend, have a good night.
All right, you too.
Good idea, Ernie. A toast to my big brother, George, the richest man in town.